listening to a sermon podcast from St. Benedict's Table, a congregation of the Anglican Church of Canada, located in Winnipeg, Manitoba.
May only truth be spoken and only truth received. Amen. Well, Alex, I will take bits of liturgical or worship trivia for $200. And the answer being, we do not presume to come to this thy table, O merciful Lord, trust in our own righteousness, but in your abundant and great mercies. What is the prayer of humble access? Or more colloquially or informally, what is a Zoom prayer? Because that prayer that begins, we do not presume, well, the presider will start saying it, and then the congregation wakes up at that point and zooms in on the Zoom part of the Zoom prayer. So that's the Zoom prayer, the bits of liturgical or worship trivia for $200. Okay, Alex, bits of liturgical or worship trivia for $500, which sure turns out to be the daily double. For Sunday, November the 26th, 2023. And the question, what is the reign of Christ? Or taking a deep dive into the language of the Book of Common Prayer, what is the Sunday next before Advent? Or again, borrowing even more informal or colloquial language, what is Stir Up Sunday? Stir Up Sunday, an informal term for this last Sunday before Advent, getting its name from the beginning of the Book of Common Prayer collect assigned for the day. Stir up, we beseech thee, O Lord. Stir up, we beseech thee, O Lord, the wills of thy faithful people, that they, plenteously bringing forth the fruit of good works, may of thee be plenteously rewarded. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And who knew? There is a connection between this Stir Up Sunday and the custom of making Christmas pudding, an essential British tradition said to have been introduced by Prince Albert, husband of Queen Victoria, or as some historians maintain, introduced from Germany by King George I in 1714. Since most recipes for Christmas pudding require it to be cooked well in advance of Christmas Day and reheated on Christmas Day, Stir Up Sunday and the Stir Up Collect served as a helpful reminder that it was time to get working on those Christmas puddings. And per traditions, families would gather to mix and steam Christmas pudding, parents teaching children how to mix ingredients, everyone taking a turn to stir, each person making a special wish for the year ahead. And since stirring was hard work, the more the Christmas pudding, the merrier, so as many people as possible would be involved. And the expectation or practice was that the mixture was to be stirred from east to west in honor of the Magi who came from the east to visit the baby Jesus. And in some households, silver coins were added to the pudding mixture, along with the belief that finding a coin brought good fortune and hopefully not a chipped tooth in the process. It's an interesting notion that of our wills being stirred up on this Sunday last before Advent. With the changes and chances that life throws our way, or post-pandemic emergent realities, let alone paying even the slightest bit of attention to world events, or violence that happens far away or mere blocks from where we gather for worship this night, there is no shortage of material that supports the notion of being stirred up on this or any other Sunday. Tonight's gospel reading provides stark, unsettling words that stir us up as disciples of Jesus into becoming harbingers of God's promises in a beautiful yet broken, broken yet beautiful world. Some translations even carry the section heading "The Judgment of the Nations," and it sure has that tone to it. It offers fearsome, apocalyptic portrait of the Son of Man coming in glory with all the angels sitting on the throne. All the nations are gathered, and what follows is a separation of people one from another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. The sheep are placed at the right hand and the goats at the left. And the announcement is made to those on the right, "Come, you that are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger and you welcomed me. I was naked and you gave me clothing. I was sick and you took care of me. I was in prison and you visited me." And then the righteous will answer him, "Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry and gave you food, or thirsty and gave you something to drink? And when was it that we saw you a stranger and welcomed you, and naked and gave you clothing? And when was it that we saw you sick or in prison or visited you?" And the king will answer them, "Truly I tell you, just as you did it to the least of these who are members of my family, you did it to me." And then the announcement to those at the left, "You that are accursed, depart from me into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry and you gave me no food. I was thirsty and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger and you did not welcome me. Naked and you did not give me clothing. Sick and in prison and you did not visit me." And then they also will answer, "Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or naked or sick or in prison and did not take care of you?" Then he will answer them, "Truly, I tell you, just as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me." And these will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous to eternal life. And that, as they say, is good news. Interestingly, the feast or the celebration of Christ the King is a relatively new addition to the church's rhythm of seasons. It was first proclaimed in 1925 by Pope Pius XI to reassert the primacy of Jesus' lordship over the rise of nationalism and authoritarianism in European politics in the years following World War I. Christ the King, or the reign of Christ, carrying the undergirding promise that Jesus is Lord of all. And a life of discipleship as a life of being stirred up and compelled into action. So what is it to be stirred up into action? To be stirred, to be mixed, to be gathered, and to be grounded. It seems that the metaphor of stirring, mixing, gathering, grounding, etc. has long captivated the imagination of many within the Christian tradition. We read in the Didache, part of the second generation Christian writings, passage that has developed communion prayer phrases like, as grain once scattered on the fields and as grapes once dispersed in the hillside, on the hillside, are now united in this, on this table in bread and wine. So, Lord, may your whole church be gathered together, even to the ends of the earth, into the promised rain. We are like the grain scattered in the field. We're like the grapes grown across the hillsides, brought together and crushed, stirred, mixed, grounded into something new, even here and even now. And for his part, Augustine of Hippo, in the early 5th century, in a sermon entitled Sermon 227, they had a weird way of titling sermons back then. In each case, Augustine preached, in the loaf of bread that you see on the table, you are given clearly to understand how much you should love unity. Because was that loaf made from one grain? Weren't there many grains of wheat? And before they came into that loaf, they were all separate. They were joined together by means of water and a certain amount of pounding and crushing. Unless wheat is ground after all and moistened with water, it can't possibly get into the shape which is called bread. In the same way, you too were being ground and pounded. And then came baptism, and you were, in a manner of speaking, moistened with water in order to be shaped into bread. But it's not yet bread without fire to bake it. So what does the fire represent? That's the chrism, the anointing, the oil, the fire feeder, you see, is the sacrament of the Holy Spirit. And so what this Stir Up Sunday calls our attention to is that a finished culinary product, whether it be a loaf of bread or whether it be a container, a cup of wine, or even a plate, a serving of Christmas pudding, a finished culinary product is predicated by a whole lot of stirring that has come before, and so too are we, predicated by a whole lot of stirring that has happened with us and in us and through us before this time and place. It's predicated by important processes and steps that have been followed long before. And as we come forward and take a morsel of bread and sip a bit of the wine from the common cup, the promise is that we are stirred up yet further and become for the world an integral part of what God promises. Stir up, we beseech thee, O Lord, the wills of thy faithful people, that they, being plenteously bringing forth the fruit of good works, may of thee be plenteously rewarded. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And so may the word from Scripture as the word in worship be the word each one of us and our world so desperately longs to hear. Amen.
This has been a sermon podcast from St. Benedict's Table. For information on our church and to access the full catalog of our podcasts going all the way back to 2006, visit us online at stbenedictstable.ca. In addition, if you are interested in supporting our online work, you can find information on the website using the donate button located on the top right-hand corner. Thanks for listening.